Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Faith Saley and Paula Poundstone each has 3 points. Peter Gross has 2.
All right. Peter, you are... You're in last place, so you're up first. The clock will start when they begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. Mourners gathered in Grand Rapids, Michigan this week to honor former First Lady blank.
Betty Ford.
Right. The Prime Minister of India said authorities would relentlessly pursue the people responsible for this week's bombing in blank.
Mumbai.
Right. Traveling to Turkey to discuss the Libyan situation, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned blank that his days are numbered.
Gaddafi.
Right. So we can focus on his presidential campaign. Texas Congressman blank announced he would not seek re-election.
Ron Paul.
Right, a Florida man who drank a 12-pack of Bud told police he'd probably pass a breathalyzer test anyway because he blanked.
Peed a lot.
No, because he just ate 2 chickens, 6 wings, 2 racks of ribs, and a cheeseburger. He still failed the breathalyzer. Just a few weeks after its launch, the newest Facebook rival blank began making tweaks based on user comments.
Google Plus.
Right, after receiving 104 nominations on Thursday, HBO is poised to dominate at this year's blank awards.
Emmys.
Right, a mayor in Canada is trying to get the word out that a new statue on Highway 11 is not blanking.
Mooning everybody.
Close. Giving drivers the finger. Motorists who have seen the 20-foot-tall statue of lumberjack storyteller Guy Paul Treefall think he's flipping them off, but the mayor of Iroquois Falls, Canada, is quick to explain that it's really just his index finger sticking up, not his middle finger. We've had people say they think he's making an offensive hand gesture, he explained. Really, he's just stopping people to offer them a prostate exam.
So friendly. Even the statues are friendly in Canada.
Carl, how did Peter Gross do in our quiz?
Peter had a fine round, Peter. 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Peter Gross has the lead.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Faith is elected to go second. Here we go. Faith, fill in the blank. The FBI has opened its own investigation into allegations of blank by the News Corporation.
Hacking.
Yes, hacking.
Cell phone hacking.
On Thursday, the judge declared a mistrial on the second day of the perjury trial of baseball all-star blank.
Roger Clemens.
Yes, after the league and players failed to reach a new collective bargaining agreement, the blank said it would recommend a lockout.
NFL.
No, NBA. Best known as the creator of the Brady Bunch in Gilligan's Island, blank died Tuesday at age 94.
Sherwood Schwartz.
Oh, little buddy. A televised bear safety lecture at Yellowstone National Park this week was interrupted by blank.
Bears.
A bear. For a mission that included a spacewalk and fixing the toilet, the space shuttle Atlantis docked with the blank for the last time.
Docked with the astronauts?
Technically the International Space Station.
But there are astronauts on it.
There
right?
are two, but if you try...
I mean, it didn't land without them.
No. If you dock just directly with the astronaut, it tends to hurt them. A Dutch man was hospitalized for minor injuries after he was run over while blanking.
Cobbling his clocks.
While hosting the show, Who is the Worst Driver in the Netherlands? Ruben Nicolai is host of the show Who is the Worst Driver in the Netherlands? And he didn't need judges to pick the winner of this one. That would be the guy who ran Nicolai down when he forgot which was the brake pedal and which was the accelerator. Nicolai was a little sore, but he's fine. He says it won't conflict with his next hosting job on the show. Who was the Netherlands' crashiest pilot? Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Faith had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 11 points, but Peter Gross still has the lead with 14.
Well done. All right. So Peter's going to try to hang on. How many does Paula need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right. Here we go, Paula.
Too many.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank, Paula. Fans around the world flocked to midnight showings of the final film in the blank series.
Harry Potter.
Right. The memorial service for the brother of Afghan President blank was marred by a bombing attack.
Karzai.
Right. 2 new studies this week showed that taking antiretroviral drugs can help prevent the transmission of blank.
AIDS, well, HIV.
HIV, yes. A new law proposed in Australia would force Muslim women to remove their blank or face jail time.
Burqa.
I'll give it to you, veils. Officials in a small town in India had to step in this week to stop an unauthorized blank.
Falafel preparation.
An unauthorized monkey wedding.
Oh, yes!
A tennis match at a WTA event in Sweden was disrupted with one of the players blanked.
Tweeted pictures of the monkey wedding.
Had to silence her cell phone.
Oh!
Many customers were outraged when Blank announced it would charge separately for DVD rentals and internet streaming.
Netflix?
Netflix, yes. According to a new study, the majority of British families blank.
The majority of British families speak without a British accent privately.
No. Although I've had my suspicions. No, according to the study, the majority of British families eat spaghetti on Monday night, wake up every morning at 6:57 a.m., they watch Doctor Who, own one silver Ford Focus, and 0.5 of another car. There you go. The study was conducted by
Which I bet is in the shop a lot.
Yes. The study was conducted by the energy company Alert Me. They also found that most Britons live in a modest semi-detached house, have about $15 in cash on them, and argue twice a week, mostly about whose stupid idea it was to buy 0.5 of a car. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Paula needed 6 correct answers to win, but she had just 5 correct answers. So with 14 points, Peter Gross is this week's
congratulations,
champion.
Congratulations, Peter.
Coming from behind!
The audience clearly thrilled that I won.
Well done, Peter.
Right,
thank you.
Good job, Peter.